Brothers and sisters, I just want to give you a very quick update. I haven't preached here on a weekend. I think it's been 4 or 5 weeks, so you may be wondering what's going on. So let me explain. On October 1st, Father John Wilmont was assigned to the parishes of Blooming Prairie, Hayfield, and also Little Missel. He was going to take over as pastor there, and I could step down as parish administrator. However, the week leading up to that, he was in a car accident. He broke his ribs, some ribs, and also broke an ankle. So with that, everything has all of a sudden changed very quickly. So now it's just a matter of time. How long is it going to take for Father Wilmont to heal? So we've been trying to continue this idea of being a parish administrator and working on that. So I just want to kind of give you a very quick update. I'm still the parish administrator at Hayfield, Blooming Prairie, and also Little Missel, along with being the pastor here. But it's time for me to get back. It is. After all, being gone a month and I come back and what happens? It's snowing outside. So what are you guys praying for? What are you doing? You're insane. Time for Father to get back and give you a little bit of that H-E. Well, you know the rest. All right? I want to talk a little bit, though, about Naaman. First reading of today. But before I do that, let me ask you this question. Why do you come today? Why do you come to Mass? I'm going to come back and I'm going to answer that from my perspective today, but first a little bit on Naaman. You know, through time we've had some very famous people. I think about Franklin Roosevelt, who was President of the United States. Sir Laurence Olivier was a great actor. I think too about Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. But what a lot of people do not know is each had his own thorn in the flesh, as St. Paul would say. Winston Churchill suffered from depression. Sir Laurence Olivier, believe it or not, a great actor, suffered from, get this, stage fright. He was scared to go on stage. And Franklin Roosevelt, we probably know what he suffered from, paralysis. That's why we never see a shot of him below his waist. And with that, we're introduced to this idea in our readings of today of another terrible disease, and it's the disease of leprosy. And the first reading of today talks about a man named Naaman. So who is he? Naaman was an army commander of the king of Aram. And here's what's interesting. God used Naaman to go into his own country, Israel, and defeat his own people. See, it's another one of those stories of how the people were unfaithful and God got impatient. And so he allowed Naaman to come in and conquer the Israelite people. But you see, again, like Roosevelt, Churchill, Laurence of Olivier, he may have been this great general, this great well-known person at the time, but he suffered from leprosy. And one of the fascinating things about being in Rochester here as a pastor 20 years ago, as an associate pastor, is the number of people that you meet who come here looking for a cure, looking for hope. And you ask them, how do they find out about the medical facilities here? It's either word of mouth, recommendation, or yes, they get on the internet and they see what's the best place for them. Okay, well, for Naaman, it's one of those today. You see, through word of mouth, from a slave girl, he learns not about a place, the Mayo Clinic or Olmsted Medical Center. He learns about a person. He learns about this man named Elisha from Samaria. And so he goes and he's prepared. He takes a retinue with him. Do you know what a retinue really is? It's a big group from advisors all the way to, get this, cooks. This is a journey. The whole thing. And he also takes with him gold, silver, all of these great garments. He also rides on a horse and chariot, and he gets to the doorstep of Elisha, and that's where everything falls apart. Elisha sends out a messenger and tells him, go dip 7 times in the Jordan River, and guess what? Elisha becomes mad. Now, if you read the real story, it isn't because the waters of Damascus are far, far, or all of these are better waters than the Jordan River. You see, here he is, this powerful figure, and Elisha sends out, of all people to meet him, a lowly messenger. He's mad. He won't go. Until his retinue finally all of a sudden talk him into it. He goes, he dips 7 times. And we come to our first reading. We realize he's healed. And he comes back to Elisha. And all of a sudden now they get this. They now meet face to face. And what does Naaman want to do? He wants to leave Elisha a gift. Remember, he's got garments and gold and silver. Elisha says, no, that's okay. So Naaman says, I want something. You heard it today. Is it a gift? Nah. Is it a blessing? Nah. Do you remember what he wants? What was it? 2 mule loads full of dirt. How many of you for Christmas want dirt? Seems odd, doesn't it? What's this all about? This is what it's about. Naaman realizes now there's only one God. He's worshiped many gods through time. There's only one God, and it isn't the God of his own ground. It's the God of the ground on which he now stands, the God of Israel. And in loading up that dirt and taking it back with him, what is he saying to Elisha? From this day forward, I will never again worship my gods. The only God I will worship will be the ground of this dirt. The ground of the God of Israel. That's the power of the dirt. That dirt isn't in Aram. That dirt is in Israel. The Israel of the God of his people. And with that, we turn to the gospel of today and we hear about not one leper, we hear about 10 lepers. Now, parents, being celibate, I can't imagine what it's like for you for 18 years of life to all of a sudden send a child off either to the military, to a college, or to a university. You're probably thinking it's about time, or you may say, oh my gosh, it's already that time. All right? But when you send them off, there are questions. Are they ready? Are they prepared? Will they continue to practice the faith? The only way you can get an answer to that is you got to send them off. On the gospel of today, like the first reading, these guys come to Elisha, or to Jesus, and what does Jesus tell these men? He says, you got to go. He sends them off. Now, in this gospel, there's a certainty. If Naaman goes, Elisha knows that he will be cured of his leprosy. If he goes and dips 7 times. Jesus knows that if they go show themselves to the priest, they will be healed. And yes, that's the way it did it. Back in those days, if you thought you had leprosy, you came to me. So what did I do? I looked you over, checked you out. Yep, you're a leper. You're banned. Or I could say, no, you're okay. That was my job. That's why he sends them off to the priest. And in sending them off, he knows they will be healed. Here's the uncertainty. Will any of them come back? Will any come back? Now to the question I started. Why are you here? Why do you go to Mass? I'm going to lay out some of the reasons that I laid out. First of all, it's my job. You guys can't figure out how to not pray for snow in October. Time for me to get back here. All right? To bring people together to celebrate Mass. It's my vocation. Second reason, I'm being faithful to what God asks. Keep holy the Sabbath day. Here's another one. I'm here to be in the presence of holiness. As much as we say God is everywhere, no place defines the presence of God as this place. I'll give you a quick example. Everybody says God is everywhere. God is everywhere. Well, if there's a natural disaster, if war broke out in this country, guess what would be filled? Your backyards? The schools? What would fill up? Why? Because this is where you come to be in God. Okay? All good answers, all appropriate answers. Still, in line with the gospel of today, one of the great reasons why I come together, it's my vocation, etc., is to realize this. Without God, I'm nothing. God is everything. And that's why I think week after week, we come together and we do what that leper did. We come back to Jesus, we fall at his feet, and we thank him. So what are you thankful for today? What are you grateful for? Be thankful. Be grateful as we celebrate our sacred mysteries this day.